Chapter 1. Ferguson. A city holds its breath. The first time I saw the name Michael Brown was on Instagram. I typically checked Instagram once or twice a week to see old college friends partying, or journalism colleagues posting from airports en route to an assignment. As I scrolled through my feed on the afternoon of August 9th, my finger stopped when I reached a series of videos uploaded by Brittany Noble, a local news reporter in St. Louis, whom I consider an older sister. The clip showed a disheveled woman screaming, crying. The police, she said, had killed her firstborn son. Over her shoulder, a crowd had gathered. I first met Britt Tanny, as she always teasingly insisted we pronounce it, at one of the annual gatherings of the National Association of Black Journalists. We were then both job-hungry college students, and quickly hit it off while discussing the feedback we'd received on our resumes from recruiters and comparing invites to the conference's nightly receptions. 5 years later, we remained part of a core group of friends from those conferences who stayed in semi-frequent touch as we tried to navigate entry-level journalism jobs. Brittany had graduated a few years earlier than me, and after bouncing around several smaller market television stations, she'd settled into a gig with KMOV, the CBS affiliate in St. Louis, which was both her hometown and that of her fiancé, Mike. As they prepared for the wedding, they decided to live in a racially diverse town not far from the city, Ferguson. 2 years after taking the gig in Missouri, Brittany was working weekends, giving her Friday nights to the job and then, after a few hours of sleep, heading back out into the field for early Saturday and Sunday morning live shots. It's the type of thankless work done by many young reporters, but she was glad to be back home. The only thing bigger than Brittany's smile is her drive, and that ambition meant she was often looking for a way to stand out on the job, constantly searching for a small scoop or a neighborhood feature that her competition might have overlooked. It didn't hurt that she had connections. Her mother, before she retired, had been one of the highest-ranking black women in the history of the St. Louis Police Department. Her soon-to-be father-in-law ran a prominent black church in the city. On many days, Brittany's email and voicemail were full of stories.